I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We begin today with politics in Iraq. The country's holding its first election since 2005. In a few minutes, we'll tell you about two groups of Iraqis in the running. But first, Iraq's government announced today it's barring a U.S. private contractor from operating there. Blackwater provides security for U.S. diplomats in Iraq. The contractor has been a lightning rod for Iraqi anger at the U.S. occupation. And as The World's Katie Clark reports, today's announcement comes as no surprise to those who followed Blackwater's history in Iraq.
The practice of using armed military contractors in Iraq has been controversial from the start, and Blackwater seems to attract more negative attention than any of the dozens of other firms operating there. In September 2007, Blackwater guards shot 17 Iraqi civilians on a crowded Baghdad street. Iraqis described it as a massacre. Blackwater maintains its employees opened fire only after they'd come under attack. Five former Blackwater guards will go on trial next year in U.S. federal court. They're charged with manslaughter. But that wasn't the only deadly incident allegedly involving Blackwater. Protop Chatterjee is author of Halliburton's Army, How a Well-Connected Texas Oil Company Revolutionized the Way America Makes War. He recalls another instance involving a Blackwater guard and a member of the Iraqi vice president's security force inside the Green Zone in 2006.
A drunk Blackwater guard shot and killed one of the vice president's bodyguards. Was he prosecuted? No, he's living in Seattle.
Counterterrorism consultant Malcolm Nance isn't surprised that Blackwater's run in Iraq is coming to an end.
In fact, this was always expected. Everyone knew that if the administration was going to change, that Blackwater's contracts would be reviewed. Now, what's surprising is that it comes from the government of Iraq. They were the first ones to make their move, and they've decided that the political cover that the Bush administration provided to Blackwater is no longer extant, and they can act as they please.
Today's announcement comes just months after the U.S. and Iraq signed a security agreement. The agreement gives Baghdad the authority to determine which security companies can operate there. To some, it's seen as a political move by the central government as Iraqis prepare to go to the polls this weekend for provincial elections. The ban on Blackwater plays well in Iraq, where many, like this Baghdad resident, are still bitter over the 2007 shootings. The ban on Blackwater is a positive and good step, he says. We also hope that the Iraqi government will expel other security companies now that we have a strong security force of our own. The U.S. hopes a blanket ban doesn't come anytime soon. Peter Singer of the Brookings Institution says it was a disaster when the Iraqis tried to ban Blackwater in the aftermath of the 2007 shootings.
We'd over-outsourced to the point that we couldn't carry out a lot of the operations in the day-to-day in Baghdad. You know, for example, the State Department could figure out how to get out of its own embassy without it. And so you had this odd situation of Condi Rice having to go back to the Iraqi government and say, you know, please let our contractors operate.
Blackwater may be the most high profile, but it's actually one of three firms providing security for the State Department in Iraq. The State Department says it's considering the implications of the Iraqi decision. Blackwater says it hasn't been directly notified about today's announcement, but a spokeswoman said the company will, quote, continue the important work of protecting U.S. government officials in Iraq for as long as it's asked and in accordance with Iraqi law. For The World, this is Katie Clark.